hasn't it, dear?
I'm afraid it has. And you played it beautifully.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But you know, you always know just exactly how to bring the best out of dear Ivor's music.
Yeah.
If I might just mention it, though, when we sing it for Maud, I should try to play on some of the black notes as well, dear.
What do you mean when we sing it for Maud?
As an extra special treat for her birthday. And she'll be here in a few minutes, you know.
Now, I think we're doing quite enough for Maud's birthday, dear, considering we're taking her with us for a weekend on the Norfolk Broads. And if you feel that singing is really necessary, I think happy birthday would be more than adequate.
Oh, well, if you think so, dear.
I do.
Oh, here she is now, exactly. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I think so, yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Maud.
That's what I said.
Ooh, isn't that nice? A china dog.
Yes, well, to be precise, it isn't exactly China. It's very near, mind you. Hong Kong.
Well, what I meant was that it were made of china.
Yes, well, actually, Maud, it's plastic. That was my idea, you see. Unbreakable.
Yes, and while we're on the subject, it's not a dog, Maud. It's a cat.
Well, they all look alike to me. Anyway, thank you both very much. I shall put it on my sideboard between my bowl of wax fruit and the Austrian beer barrel on a stand.
Well, actually, I was hoping you might put it next to your stuffed owl, you know.
The owl and the pussycat. No.
Very good, dear, very good.
Well, I'll go and wash up the breakfast things. I'll be as quick as I can.
It shouldn't take her long, because there aren't many dishes.
It's because of her we haven't got many dishes.
Now, did you find your rope's old sandals, Edmund?
Yes, sir, here they are.
A bit ropey. But you know, old Mr. Edrich was most adamant that we should wear rope's old sandals once we're aboard.
Well, I only hope the weekend isn't going to prove a disaster.
Well, how can it, Evadne? After all, I mean, we are not without experience of the foaming brine. We did have half an hour on Stacton Park Lake last bank holiday Monday.
Yes, and that was a disaster.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I mean, we weren't told that the boat was tied to the landing stage. I thought it was great fun.
You weren't rowing. And I'm a bit suspicious about this Mr. Edridge or whoever he is.
Well, he sounds a charming man on the telephone, dear.
I couldn't tell a word he was saying.
Well, of course, you never were any good at understanding dialect, were you? As I understood, every third word is Anyway, Mrs. Pendon Fletch recommended him, and that's good enough for me.
She's actually been on this boat, has she?
Well, not this particular one, no. One of the sister craft in the fleet.
Hilda, you make it sound as though we were taking part in the Spithead Review.
Now, you're just being silly. I'm sure Mr. Edrich won't let us down, you know. Apparently, dear, he's an old sort. He was in the Navy for 40 years, and to prove it, he's got a wooden leg.
Oh. Well, that has eased my mind. At least we shall be spared the hornpipe.
Ah, Maud, have you finished in the kitchen?
Yes.
Everything put away?
Yes.
No accidents?
No.
Amazing.
Set one.
Here it comes.
You know the hot water tap?
Yes, I think so, dear. Isn't it the one next to the coal?
Well, the top's in the cupboard.
What top, Maud?
No, the tap top.
Yes, but what's it doing in the cupboard?
Well, I put it there when it come off. Seemed daft to take it to the Norfolk Broads with me.
Yes, true. Well, we'll have it fixed when we get back.
Mm. If we get back. Hilda, what time are we meeting Captain Bligh?
Well, I said we'd try and be at the boatyard for 1:30.
Oh, I doubt if we'll make it. Then you'll have to start the mutiny without us, won't you?
Don't lag behind me.
It's all right for you, Hilda. You're only carrying that stupid birdcage.
I hope you're not objecting to Milton sharing our little weekend, dear.
Not in the least, dear, as long as he shares your cabin.
Oh, them steps, they'll wore me out.
Yes, well, I think you'd have made quicker progress if you hadn't put your oilskins on.
But these is Tom's motorbike and clothes. You must wrap up, he said.
I know what he means.
I think I'll ask that gentleman over there. Oh, Hilda! Oh,
Hilda, do keep your voice down. It's most embarrassing.
There's nothing embarrassing about it, dear. I mean, round here, one can use nautical terms.
Yes, but not to a window cleaner.
How much longer before we find this Moby Dick fella?
Well, they must be here somewhere, Maud. This is certainly the right boatyard.
And could that be him over there, Hilda?
Is he jumping up and down on the dead man's chest?
Ooh, I don't like the look of him, Dame Hilda. He's got a beard.
What difference does that make?
Well, you know what they say about men that has beards.
No, dear, I don't.
Haven't you ever heard what they say about men that has beards?
No more. But I'm fascinated somehow.
Well, I'm not telling you. I couldn't lower myself to speak the words. All I'm saying is, watch him. If you knew what I knew, you'd think twice about having dealings with men that has beards.
You know, Hilda, King George the Fifth has suddenly gone down in my estimation.
Oh, I think he's seen us there. He's coming over. Now, Maud, try not to look at his wooden leg.
I don't like him, Dame Hilda. I don't like him at all. I've heard about these white slavers.
Oh, Hilda, get on.
Oh, born nice. There's Kipling, Kipling. From a fairway in the coupling hole, yonder.
Yes, we are,
Ellie. What's he saying, Hilda?
Ah, you see, your knowledge of French doesn't mean a thing out of it.
You cut the net, Paul. We're calling back on the side.
Yes,
well, of course, you could be right there, Mr. Edwards.
Hilda, what is he saying?
Oh, technical dragon there. Just about the very thing. He's looking at me a bit funny, Daniel. I don't like that glint in his eye, and his beard's twitching.
Oh, did you rail the road?
Yes, her name's Moore.
Oh, you awesome body weight, as I am. Right on, boy.
I'm locking my cabin door tonight, Daniel. I haven't brought me a pen.
Only on them crabbit, over at Columbine. As the old are tied up by the cradle which meets.
Yes, well, come along, Evadne, do as he says. After you, Maud.
Not likely.
Oh, come on, now, we're going to lose him. Hurry up.
He sets a cracking pace for somebody on one cylinder.
Yes, I see, Mr. Edwards. Now, let's go over all your instructions once again, just to make sure we understand.
Oh, I have what I did.
Now, this is the boat. This is the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And then I'm afraid I lost you. 2.5 hours to find out that's the steering wheel.
Now, don't exaggerate it, Adley.
Now, look, Mr. Edwards, why don't you take us for a ride?
I think he's done that already.
Take us for a ride, and we'll watch how you do it.
Oh, well, cars aboard, y'all. as you be order for before.
Well, whatever you say, Mr. Edwards. Maud, you can't stand at the landing stage all weekend. Do get on the boat.
I'm not coming on there till he gets up.
Maud, get on at once.
All right. But if he starts any hanky-panky...
He's got a bit of force of our hanky-panky.
Oh, there you are, Maud. You can't say better than that. Now, come on, dear. Give me a... There we are. Right. Ready when you are, Mr. Redbridge.
Hang on a minute.
What is it now?
I feel seasick.
Now, look, Maud, go downstairs, dear, and lie down.
All right, but keep him up here.
Now, don't worry. We'll give you a shout at 8 bells. Right, Mr. Edwidge. Belay the spinnaker and the last gymnasium.
New offer on. Dear Bonnie Button.
Yes. Now the red button starts at your bell.
New Bonnie Button round. All us with a bar.
Oh, hell, they're moving. Yes, well, it's when he pushes that lead on.
Go round the goal. Ever I call him a bottle.
Yes. You know, there's nothing to it about me. It's just like steering a car.
Well, I can't know. Four in a trombone setting. And a half. Pull over. Came of it.
Now, which side of the road do we drive on, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, there you go. The other way. Don't worry. To the right of the midstream. We're stabbing balls.
Yes. On the footpath, I think. And here we are. Back full circle. Well, thank you, Mr. Redbridge. And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon back here. Or a week on Friday in the south of France.
Well, darling.
You know, Hilda, I think I actually understood that. Goodbye, Mr. Redbridge, and many thanks.
Hold on, really, I don't want
that. Thank you. Now, before we set off, let's see if Maud has recovered. Now, watch the step, dear. That's right. Are you there, Maud? 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 Where has she got to?
I'm under your dame, Hilda. Under the shelf.
There happens to be a bunk, and you're supposed to lie on it.
Has he gone, then? He's not lurking, is he?
Lurking?
Yes, he looks like a lurker to me.
Don't be ridiculous, Maud. Come on, there's some pack of suitcases.
Oh, I put the cases in that cupboard.
Which cupboard, dear?
Well, this one, yeah.
Yes, well, actually, Maud, that's your bedroom, you know.
What they call a cabin. It's small, isn't it?
Well, I think compact is more the word. And after all, you only need somewhere to sleep.
I can't sleep on that bed. That's pointed.
Well, of course it's pointed, Maud. It's at the pointed end of the boat.
But I'm not pointed.
It could be arranged. Now, look, Maud, if you can't manage, stick one of your legs out of the porthole.
Not with him prowling about. He might have a telescope.
Look, Maud, by now he's probably sitting in the local pub.
Carving I love Maud on his wooden leg. He could have stowed away.
Oh, now you're just being silly, dear. Isn't Auntie Maud being silly, Milton? Yes, yes, she is. And you found your sea legs, haven't you, darling? Yes, come on, then. Come on, now. Piece of ice. Piece of ice. Really, Hilda, I despair. Can we forget about Treasure Island and set off somewhere?
Well, of course we can. Now, come along, Maud. All hands on deck. And heave her the hotters.
Oh, my goodness. Hilda Hornblower starts again. This is certainly the lively best thing.
Yes, I must admit, I'm quite enjoying it, really.
What's Maud doing up at the sharp end?
She's sunbathing there.
In her oilskin.
Yes.
rather reminiscent of one of these old figureheads, isn't she? I mean, you know, give her a shield and she'd look just like Britannia.
Yes, give her a top hat and she'd look like John Bull. Are you enjoying yourself up there, Maud?
I just written a postcard to Tom.
Where on earth is she going to post a card? She's probably going to put it in a bottle there and drop it over the side.
Dame Hilda.
Steady, Maud. Walk on all fours, dear.
That's it. I think I'll go downstairs and have a lie down.
You're feeling sick again, Maud, are you?
No, but I think I've overdone me sunbathing. It burnt me nose.
Well, I did tell you to keep your sou'wester on.
Yes, well, I'll go down and put some cream on it.
I'm glad she's moved from the front door. You know, she was running the risk of being harpooned.
Sorry, Daddy. Do you think we might be a bit adventurous?
I don't see why not. What did you have in mind, dear? Shooting the records?
No, but you see about 100 yards ahead. Look,
see? Just about.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just before that windmill, there's a fork in the river, a small cut going to the left.
Oh, yes.
Well, I think we should go down it, you know. Get away from the main stream. Mm-hmm.
Yes, plenty of idea, Hilda. Why not? Yes, must be somewhere, I suppose.
Right. Well, now, you're going to signal, or shall I?
What do you mean, signal?
Well, the highway code. A circular motion with the right hand. I am turning to my left.
Oh, I see. Good idea, Hilda. Very well, you do it, Dan. Look after these reports.
I'm glad we took that turning with Edney. You know, this is much more peaceful. We haven't seen another boat since we turned off.
I know. You don't think it's a one-way street, do you?
This is perfect. It's much, much quieter.
Yes. Much narrower, too, dear.
Oh, that's no problem to a skilled helmsman.
Oh, no. No, I mean, it's getting even more narrow, isn't it? Look.
Well, that's perspective, dear. Well, you look, 200 yards away, it almost appears to come to an end. About me.
Yes, dear?
It does come to an end.
Well, Hilda, what are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, dear. A three-point turn.
Well, there's room to turn round, Hilda. Oh, Hilda, we're in terrible trouble.
Calm down, dear.
How can I calm down? You were getting marooned like Robinson Crusoe, hopelessly stranded.
Evertly, will you calm down and look at it cold and rationally?
Yes, I'll try.
Good. We're stranded.
We'll do something. We'll put the brake on.
There isn't a brake. You simply stop the engine. That stupid man never told us how to stop the engine.
Well, do something. We're going to run out of water in a minute.
Here we are. This will be the stopper.
No, sorry. There's a twiddle something. Give it a tick. Anything at all. Come along.
Well, I'm completely baffled.
We've got to stop.
Yes, well, I know we have, but I can't. We've stopped. You can get up now, Evadne.
What is it, Maud?
You won't believe this. All the crockery's broke, and I never touched it. Now, come on, you've established it's animal with animal connections, and you've had 15.
Hilda Brackett, it is 2 o'clock in the morning. We are marooned in the middle of Norfolk. And all you want to do is play 20 questions. I am cold. Aren't you cold?
No. 16. Can you eat it?
You've asked that 6 times, Maud.
Well, I'm hungry.
How many words are on the card?
4. 17.
Has it any connection with steps and trestles?
Yes. 18.
Have I seen this object lately?
Yes. 19.
Oh, I'm getting warm, aren't I?
Yes. 20.
It's Mistress Mollet's sister's cat. I was just going to say that. You were not. You were miles away.
Should I go up on deck and wave the lantern again, Dame Hilda?
Oh, I don't think so, Maud.
But it might attract something.
Yes, but the only thing it attracted last time was about 40,000 moths.
Hilda, what was that?
What was what, dear?
I heard a noise.
Nonsense, dear. You're imagining things.
I heard it as well, Dame Hilda.
I come to get us.
Who have fear?
Them.
Well, it's probably a seagull landed on the deck. Don't tell me that's a seagull. No, unless the seagulls around here have wooden legs. Hey, come for me. Maud, control yourself. Where are you going, Maud? Maud, you'll never get through that portal. I don't want to finish up in one of those arenes. Now, how on earth did you find us?
Oh, I want to see the parson over in Lambo.
A lamp? Yeah, oh, yes, I see. You saw the lantern.
Ah, here I am. From your bedroom.
Oh, well, yes, from your bedroom.
Ah.
Yeah.
Keep it away from me!
Just a minute. You saw a lantern from your bedroom.
What?
So, Ergo, you live near here.
Who? Ah, the poor Grumble Miller. Of course, he's on a field.
Oh, you live across the field?
Ah. You come with that man. Say a noise abroad, am
I? I think he wants us to go back with him to stay the night at his house.
Not likely.
Maud, it's quite safe, dear. He has a wife.
They all say that.
Well, that's splendid, Mr. Redditch. How are we going to get across all that mud?
Oh, I just come and born and come, and a grapple-weedy piggyback and all.
Oh, a piggyback. Yes, oh, a splendid idea. Well, off to you, Maud.
No!
Come on, you can have it. No! Very kind of Miss Reddy to put us up for that night, wasn't it, dear? But still, I must say, it's very nice to be back home inside our own four walls again.
Yes, but I mean, it wasn't a complete disaster, was it, dear?
No, at least we didn't get scurvy or yellow jack. And Mr. Edrich turned out to be such an agreeable man. Yes, and I must say, you did seem to see a lot more of him than I did. You were very late coming up to bed. What were you up to?
Just extending our musical repertoire, dear. You know, for a master mariner whose life has been a saltwater odyssey, Humphreyson has an instinctive grasp of the musical fundamentals.
Yes, I noticed he had strong hands.
He taught me this very old smuggler's song.
Oh, really?
Yes, now let me think. Yes, and wait a minute, it was... I've got it. Ooh, ah, fa, la, diddy, daddy, puttle, girl, you said amazing, hopping, stopping, down, it on it. Ooh, ah, fa, la.
I can't remember the verses, but that was the title, I mean.
Faith above your nation.
Here is an end of loss to all privation. You have your pay, spend all you can afford.
And welcome a little
buttercup on board.
Ahoy!
Come, last thought for us, sir.
Yes, my last thought is a treasured cutting Mr. Richard Hearn has kindly allowed me to share with you. He found it in a painted newspaper. I quote, "When Mrs. Graham asked the council if there was any way they could stop motorists parking on the pavement, they said, bollards."